us.
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Gay. Okay, come on, let's go.
What's up? So Ken is back. Yes. Good morning, Lagos. Welcome to the show this morning. It's 8 minutes gone past 10 o'clock hour. Baraka da Sala to everybody out there, those who called me to give me meat and those who did not. I'm watching you. All right, good morning, Lagos. It's a rainy day. It's been a rainy weekend, I tell you. It rained all the way through to today. It rained, in fact, I came in the rain. How was your weekend? Did the water carry you? Did the flood get to your house? Were you able to wade in the water? Or were you on dry land like me?
There's this thing I saw.
This is even last hour. Good morning, Lagos!
Good morning!
I'm trying to wake everybody up. Wake up. This, come out of that sheet. Wake up.
I'm feeling like holiday. Holiday.
No.
It will be so nice.
No. If I did for my
bedroom.
All right. Well. Good morning, Lagos. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. I'm Mary Anna Cohn, the girl that makes sure that your mid-mornings are lit. Totally. Whoa. Lit.
That's right.
I bring the fire. I light it up and then boom.
Boom. Everywhere just set ablaze.
Good morning, everybody. All right. Iso Ken is back.
Good morning, everyone. So I'm Iso Ken, here to let you know that it's okay. Mm-hmm. You call in, you give us your passcode, and I will. What's up, Lagos? Chichi, to life, okay, opa, eat plenty.
And the fanciest of them all, Fancy Nancy. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Cheers to life. So we're not going to let this rain, this weather, you know, get us down. Because there's a, you know, there's always that tendency of it, you wanting to roll back into, I mean, I was tempted to roll back under the sheets and just.
Exactly. Then you remembered.
That if I'm not here, there's no WhatsApp Lagos.
There's no WhatsApp Lagos.
And that's why we're here this morning. But we're going to start the show with the conversation about the Salah.
Ah.
How was your Salah? Salah is still on, just so you know. There's part one, part two, part three tomorrow. Tomorrow is like the grand finale.
Of every rain.
Yes.
Of every rain.
Okay.
It's okay. How come? Your neighbors didn't fry me. I didn't perceive nothing.
You didn't smell me.
Nothing. I didn't smell.
Oh, it's a shame.
That's not nice.
It's a shame,
that's
though.
That's not nice. That's his neighbors. Why? Why?
Why?
And I thought we're cool like that.
Why?
Like, it be the ones that live near you. It be those ones.
Anyway, so I saw so many interesting things about, you know, getting meat. Mm-hmm, because, yeah, you know, it seems like more and more, even the guys that will say, oh, I don't eat salad meat because it's against my religion.
What?
It's against my tradition. I cannot eat salad meat. So I asked, is it sacrifice that the meat is used to do? Because even after the sacrifice, I will unsacrifice it and eat it.
Hate the meat.
Huh? Ah. So when I hear people say all these things, but now it looks like more and more people want to eat salad meat.
Of course.
And the salad meat guys are now becoming wise.
I agree.
You didn't say you wise, eh?
I agree.
Anyway, I saw so many interesting things that I really want to put out here today.
Let's hear it.
So somebody posted that there are requirements
for salad meat.
What? Number one, show your NIN.
Come on.
Oh my God. Is there PVC?
There must be PVC. Oh.
Secondly, your PVC. Mm.
Yes. You can't be eating.
Thirdly, can you guess it?
Mm.
Your birth certificate. Let's be sure that you are born when you say you are born.
They should cuckoo take my blood sample. My blood sample.
I'm coming. I'm coming.
My blood sample.
Number four, in case you have a car, where is your roadworthiness slip?
Away. Oh, no.
Maria, that can't be.
I'm not even playing.
Good.
Okay, next one is 5 months paid NEPA bill.
What?
In case you are those people that connect to the pole while looking for you guys. You guys are against me.
If you want to talk to me, if you want to,
don't go through the corners.
Exactly.
Okay, they're also asking for 5 well-taken passport photographs.
Well taken.
This one, they like saying a visa.
Exactly. Will my passport pass?
It's okay. Now you're fine.
Okay, I almost blinked in this one, so okay. I don't
Let's
know.
Let's not talk about that.
And then you have to send us a snap score, which must be less than 10 junior WAEC results with at least 6A. If you don't have any of this, please don't stop by the gate. Don't knock on it. Don't even call us because you have to submit this in person.
Whoever posted this thing is pure
But
evil.
It's just me.
What?
It's not just meat. Okay. It's salad meat.
You're right.
It's well fried, well seasoned. And it comes with, oh God, the meta.
Just imagine if they used to do suya.
Somebody stop me. So guys, do you have any of these requirements? Because if you don't have, that's why you did not get meat.
I'm sure.
If you're wondering why you did not get meat, this is why you did not get meat. So what did you do on Saturday? Did you get meat? Did you not get meat? Do you have all these requirements? I think we also have to start doing it for Christmas food. If you're coming to my house for Christmas
food. I agree. Because it's payback time. It's payback time.
It's true.
We're good people. We're peaceful people. We give food.
Are we?
Without requirements.
Are we good people?
Because Jesus fed 10,000 or 5,000 with 2 loaves and 5 fishes.
Did I just say pay? You know?
Nancy, Bible study.
Go and read your Bible. Read your Bible.
But sincerely, how was your Salah? We're going to talk about the rains because the rain. I had a friend who invited me for his Salah party. I couldn't go because it was raining all day. I did not understand why I had to wade through the water to visit people to eat meat. Water. In fact, you couldn't even find Gokada to say. How was your weekend? Let's talk. Where are you in Lagos? I know a lot of people are holidaying today. You're chilling at home.
Yeah.
Or for some of us, you might be going to work because you're essential service. Shout out to all the essential services guys.
Shout out to
What's up, Lagos? To the doctors, to the nurses, the ambulance services, the fire brigaders. Thanks to the police officers, the soldiers. Every single person that makes things work in Lagos.
Thank you. This for one's your for you.
We see you. We love you.
We appreciate you guys this morning. So for those of us who have to be at work, where are you? It's the road free because me, I flew.
Yeah.
I flew to work.
I was like, so happy.
Can it just be like this?
My Lagos can be like this.
Yes.
Can it be like this?
I was so excited. See me. I was digging the scene with the gangster lane.
What?
I was just like, wow.
Hey, we're cruising.
Cruise.
I'm the road.
Correct cruise.
Okay. So I want us to talk about your weekend. But while we're talking about that, Colin, you can just join the conversation right now. I've given you the requirements for getting Salah meat and it's still on.
Yeah.
Rush now while stock lasts. 0700-993-993-993 is the number for you to call. And the passcode is for you to call in and scream,
What's up, Lego?
Uh-huh. So that's what you're going to do this morning. And then I'm going to put out something that somebody posted that caused a lot of confusion. And we like to bring confusion here. Hello.
Crazy.
Let's go. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning.
What's up,
brother? What's your name?
Fantastic.
Where are you calling
energy.
From?
Good morning. My name is Ibinabo.
Ibinabo. Oh, such a nice noise.
Hi. How you doing?
How you guys doing this morning?
We're great. Thank you. We're awesome.
Mellow.
I'm in Arena Oshodi this morning. I was surprised when I left my house in Abuja at about 6:40, and by 7:10 I'm in Arena.
Ah, nice. It's a shocking something.
Honestly, I was expecting to be on the road maybe for 2 hours.
Wow. Thank God for popcorn days.
But it's good. I like this kind of holiday. So if I tell you I'm coming to the island in 1 hour, I won't need to doubt. Exactly. I'll just leave the house.
There in an hour.
I'm there, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
So, speaking of salad meat, I got everything I wanted without even anything. They even called me to come and pick
That's
meat.
Corruption.
Yes.
That's corruption.
Well, you have thing is based on your personality. You know? You're about to say, and you're about to say, why you know my tele tutu? You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Who understands what I just said?
Okay. No.
Who understands
if,
your
if the rest of you don't understand Yoruba, we'll send you back to your villages.
I understand Yoruba very well. Excuse me. We're proud of you.
Your shade is high.
We're proud of you.
For whoever has written that requirement, I think it gets us to be having ideas to get
very strongly.
You guys are doing a wonderful job.
Thank
I wish
you,
I can
Ibnabo.
Give you meat, but wait till Christmas.
The Lord be bless you. That's all I'm going to say, because I can't say the opposite.
That's
goodbye.
That's all.
Thanks for calling.
That's all.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Aww. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Oh, wow.
What's happening?
You guys, what's
Hello.
Up?
Good morning. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Timothy calling from Inventory Lucky.
All right, Timothy, go ahead.
Hi, Timothy.
I love all of your voice.
Hey, thank you.
He wants to marry all three of us at the same time.
Well, sorry, but you
honey,
don't
you want to go to an hell grave?
Yeah, oh yeah. It don't work like that.
No, go ahead. Say, I'm not yet left home though, but I was planning to go to work. Just to do some few things. I haven't yet today, but for the way you guys are saying, like, based on the holiday, like this Monday, Tuesday, holiday, that's why you need to work, it's free.
Yeah.
Okay.
The word is free, so if you want to go, you can go. No problems
at all.
Mm-hmm.
I really love what you guys are doing.
Aww. Thank you. We appreciate it. Oh, you're such a darling.
Fabulous.
Thank you for calling.
And you should go and learn Yoruba.
There's problem. Hey.
But we didn't know how to speak, it was not a requirement
for the salam meet. So
why would you people say that someone should have 5 minutes bad news?
It wasn't us. It was a kind Nigerian.
It was a meat giver. Yes.
It wasn't we.
You people should wait for Christmas. We're not in a hurry, sir.
We'll be all right. Last. Join the conversation. It's your What's Up Lagos. I'm Mary Anacon.
Hello.
Good morning. What's the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
Yay!
What's up, Lagos? We're good.
How are you?
Yeah. Hi, Mom. Calling from Ogun State, but I live in Lagos.
Lovely. What's happening?
So when I was going to work today, I saw the transporters, the drivers and the agbiros at the bus stop. They were frowning their face. You know why?
It did not work for them today.
They cannot. You know, those guys, they are happy when there is confusion everywhere so that they will increase the bus. In fact, I thought I was in another country. When I entered, the bus just, if I think the bus was playing, it just flew from beggar to Agege, Agege to beggar, from a beggar to where I was working.
Wow.
I was watching them. The driver was not even happy because it was the normal fare we paid. But
it's
I know that from on Wednesday, in fact, the traffic is going to come back and those people thrive in confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm praying today that Nigeria will be great one day.
Amen.
Nigeria will be great. I know this country will be great.
Amen. Because
my sisters, the wahala I went to last week. In fact, I was about writing my resignation letter.
I know the feeling.
I just thought about it and said things will get better.
Amen. Amen.
I was so happy. I thought I was in the UK. Everywhere.
UK, Lagos.
So confusion. Everybody just went inside the bus. They collected the normal fare, but I know they cannot wait for Wednesday to come. So you see, you know those guys now. They like confusion. I don't know why.
God help us. Thank you very much, Simon.
Someone, Luis, they are listening. Please let every day be like today. Please,
we
God
pray.
Yeah. Let them
I hope so too.
All right, I'll just like to let you guys know it's 60 seconds. So when you call in, Just go straight to the point, make your point known, and then we can move on to another call, all right? Let's do this so that every other person can have an opportunity to make their thoughts known. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
What's up?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sharon. Good morning.
Hi, Sharon.
Good morning.
So I feel oppressed. That's why I'm here.
Huh? You feel oppressed?
Of course. I didn't get
oppressed by who?
By Muslims.
You didn't get me.
And then I've collected my PVC.
So
it's only one requirement that you have there, Auntie. Do you have NIN?
I'm not driving.
Okay, we can leave you on that one. But do you have NIN? How many A's did you have in your SST?
Oh my Jesus! SST.
SSC or something.
Yes.
Okay. SSC.
Yes. I went to school. I'm from Southern Nigeria.
We did not ask for NYC certificate. I beg.
Compassion.
We need your birth certificate, your NIN, your PVC.
Everything.
Your 5 months paid NEPA bill. Have you paid NEPA bill in 5 months?
No, I use prepaid. I always buy the kidney.
Show us the receipt.
Receipt.
For 5 months.
Yes. Because I'm like, no.
She's taking this in very personal.
Don't worry, girl.
She's very upset.
I will communicate.
We need all these. We need all these things to be sent to us here in Nigeria so we can present it to the authorities. The meat sharing authorities.
Yeah.
So
they are broke.
Excuse to not help.
Our organs at the top will look at it.
Amen.
They are broke.
Thank you for calling. She went from. I'm oppressed. They are broke. I think people are broke.
They must be broke, actually.
That baby is okay.
Not enough meat
the way
to
she's
go around.
Switched.
We'll take one last call because we have to go on a quick break. All right, let's not take that call. Let's take a message. Somebody here says, what's up, Lagos? The engineers need to work on the systems. It's breaking in transmission. It stops for some time and it comes up again. I think he's talking about the app.
Oh, okay.
Daniel, we will make sure that we talk to our engineers to do that right away. And finally, this one says, we actually stayed indoors. No need for the usual fashion show that you normally see at Praying Ground. Thanks to the rain, Muyuddin. I'm so sorry, Muyuddin. I really was looking forward to seeing all the new abayas and all the new outfits. And, you know, just out and about. But
families
I didn't see that.
Coming out all dressed.
Bad rain. Bad boy rain. We have
bad
to go
boy,
on a quick break.
Rain.
We'll be back later. What's happening in the studio? We're trying to shake off the cold. And we're doing a collabo. It's
Mariana
a three-way collabo.
They were shaking things. were shaking everywhere.
We had to collaborate on this, you know.
It's a three-way collabo. And it's What's Up Lagos, 33 minutes come past the hour of 10 o'clock. Mariana Cohn is my name. And I am your firecracker for the morning till 12 o'clock. And of course, I am being joined by my all-girl star cast.
Destiny
yes.
Girls.
It's okay. Yes.
Auntie Lagos. Good morning. And what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? All right. So we're talking salad because, you know, it's the holiday, guys. For those of you who are going out to work, those of you who are going out to your business, you can see that the road is free. I'm guessing that people are going to work in their business places with a smile on their faces because normally at this time of the day, we're hearing people say, oh, God, it's all the traffic. The road is bad. Even though my Uber driver told me this morning that they're swimming from Aja, those areas, they're swimming. So he's like, but at least this part of the road is clear.
Yeah.
And I was happy to get to work like 40 minutes earlier than usual.
Yeah.
I was so excited and I liked it. And I had time to gist with you guys. Which is great.
Very sweet.
But we're talking about the requirements if you have interest in eating salami today. Have your PVC, sir. You need NIN.
NIN.
You need birth certificate, please. You need roadworthiness slip. You know, the one that VIO we ask you for. Yes,
that
we need
it. That one is a thing.
You also have to have 5 really good passport photographs. You also have to have 6A in your SSC.
Cuckoo, don't give me.
We're not asking for blood sample now. We're just...
I think they should have added that one. to know if your blood matches the blood of the ram. That was cute.
The blood of the ram.
Yay. We want to hear your thoughts this morning. How are you spending the Salah? And if you are celebrating Barakat the Salah,
yeah.
Happy Eid for those who are posh. We want to know, how are you celebrating? Sorry the rain came down on Saturday and it was really messy. I couldn't go for any party. Most parties were cancelled. Are there any parties today? What do you plan on doing today? Are we seeing some fashion parade?
Because yeah,
you
we know it's, I like
it's always an opportunity to show off their new outfits, mm-hmm. and I like it. I love to see it. Yeah. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah! Lagos, Chichi, July, Gege, okay.
All right.
Opa, he's playing. Cheers to life. Good morning. Life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Obenka John.
All right, John. Thanks for calling.
They'll be missing me right now in Abuja.
Oh, really? Why?
Yes. Why? Because of this. What's up in Abuja?
Well, we got you today, so give it to Lagos.
Yes, I'm not in Lagos.
Yes.
Yeah, what can you do?
Oh.
For your requirement,
mm-hmm.
there's only one thing I don't have.
What do you not have? You didn't have 60.
My certificate.
Which one? Is it the birth certificate or your SSC?
I don't know what happened. What are the rats?
Okay, your enemies took it. Your enemies took it.
But do you have 6 A's in your SSC certificate though?
Shine.
No, I have 1 P, C's, but like 3, 4 A's.
You still don't miss the requirement.
You don't make it.
It has to be 6 A's. Yes, it's 6 A's.
Okay.
And no rat has eaten your birth certificate. I'm sorry.
That's a problem.
The mid-sharing authorities at this point hereby disqualify you, sir.
Okay. So you know what I'd like to do now?
What would you like to do, please?
Just to announce my welcome back to Lagos.
Welcome back to Lagos!
Yay! I like it.
Welcome back, John. Thank you for calling. We appreciate your thoughts and your comeback.
Exactly. Okay.
Well, on behalf of the meat sharing authorities, John did not make the cut. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
What's up,
Lagos?
My name is Augustine Ode, calling from Elemoro.
Hello, Augustine.
Yeah, my whole story is different. See, from Elemoro to Ikota, this mega chicken that we used to enter, 400 naira.
Mm.
You know, like this morning, they were saying 800 naira.
Oh.
Because the road is very bad at that Ogido junction, close to Shogotedo Local Council. So the road is very, very bad. But I spent almost 3 hours from...
3 hours?
The traffic on that address
3 hours from
is terrible.
Down to that Ogido. Then after Ogido, from that place to Ajayi Kota, just less than 10-15 minutes. So
wow.
Please, talk to our government. They need to do something. That Ogido is there, please. And the transporters, they are using the opportunity. I'm not blaming them because it's taking a long time before they get to the destination, please.
Wow. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling.
That address is something else.
It's becoming a recurrent because every day we get these calls and nothing's being done about it.
Aja access, it is.
I remember the last time I had this conversation, I said, who are the people who are in charge of the local government authorities in those areas? I think that should be the first port of call. If people go there and say, you know what? We need you to show us that you are doing your job.
Yeah, the holes on
something
the road.
Something has to be
something
done.
Else. Like, huge holes on the road. Like,
creator.
I'm sure the mechanics will be celebrating.
Do you know what?
Like, people are going to be fixing their cars on a regular.
I have a theory that early in the morning, like in the morning.
Early in the morning.
I feel like they come out with hammer and they go.
I believe you because some of those circles are exactly, it's like they measure it.
Yes. There's no
those circles.
I do not want
are
to believe
similar.
It. How do you think it forms?
Like
it?
How does?
Maria, how do you think?
I heard some people say it's water. Like when
it's
you
the
rain,
water. It's the water. It's because the drainages
is
are
this
bad.
Water
also
making sure that these circles are the same size. And
water
the same,
has beaten me in my life. Oh, I can't see hole on my body. So
it's disturbing. but something has to be done about it.
Exactly. Please
has to be done about it.
Please
don't forget you can join the conversation on WhatsApp, and of course you can be part of the conversation on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. And on our phone calls, you can call 0700-993-993-993 or 01465-7190. And if you're listening to us from outside, in case you're in Abu Dhabi or you're in the UAE, how did you celebrate your Salah? Would like to hear from you. Join the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up to Lagos?
What's up,
Chester Life?
What's up?
Chester Life, my brother.
Thank you. Is this okay there?
It's okay, it's right here.
I'm here.
Ah, it's okay. Arede.
Arede.
Hello.
Aww. We're watching
my,
you.
Madam Nancy, right?
Yeah, hi, good morning. It's Fancy
Hello,
Nancy.
Miriam.
I'm right here, darling. How are you?
Oh, my God, wonderful lady. Thank you all.
Thank
coming
you.
Out this morning, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I have this brand of car. I'm the only one that had that model.
Okay.
I wish three of you can go for search. It's called Gura Gura.
It's a Gura Gura?
What is Gura Gura?
What's
coming
a Gura
out from
Gura?
My area in Jeshatedo, I live at Jeshatedo. Very strong car, I'm telling you.
I like that kind of car.
The road was so free, I was afraid. I said, what is going on? Nobody on the road. All the way from Ijesha to Ikoyi, it didn't take me up to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's by that bridge, the block of, you know, the bridge where they are doing renovation or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The whole place is so, and the funniest thing, the street light did not help matters.
Uh-uh.
You know, Lagos is so ugly without a street light. Oh.
Lagos is ugly?
I think so. The beauty of Lagos now, the street light.
Are you talking about my state like that? What?
Oh my God. Lagos fine, Lagos fine. My sisters, now that street light, now I'm still Lagos fine.
Well, wow. True.
But I managed to get it, but it's not funny. You know, you need to see people around when you are driving, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The whole road was so lonely. Yeah? Please,
wow.
This holiday, make it do finish, I beg.
Please, oh, we're enjoying it. Don't come and end this
exactly.
For us.
Please,
make
please.
It do finish, I beg. I want that business. Say you get.
Okay.
Thank you for
thank
calling.
You all, thank you all very much.
So first
you insult our Lagos.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, and you say Lagos is ugly.
Ugly.
Because we like our Lagos like fat.
When ugly. The normal has become abnormal, then there's something wrong.
That's not even nice.
It shock me.
Below the belt.
It
do me shock.
It shook you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. Are you there?
Okay.
All right. We'll take another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, Chester
to life. Chester life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Eze from Odogbolu, Ogun State.
Eze, how's your Salah going?
Eze.
Oh, it's Salah, eh? And they verse for all the Muslims because they don't give me meat, though.
Do you even meet
what
the requirement?
What did you take to give them? Did you visit them with gift?
But I see the thing dying in my front now. Why can't they give me the meat now?
You should have waited till the end. You should have waited.
I was highly annoyed and I left the place.
So wait, saw it dying in your front? I like
yeah,
you were dying.
I saw it dying. Somebody tell me. I saw it my
koro eyes.
Koro eyes. Everything was happening just like that.
Okay.
And you can imagine, say, they fry everything. And what I ask them is that, what happened? Why didn't give me this year?
Uh-huh.
They say because country is too hard.
It's hard.
They don't want. Yeah, so
they want them to come and kill themselves.
So they have counted their family members.
So they have counted everybody, and the thing is not even enough. So I said, okay, if that's the reason, I surrender to you. I give to the rest people. Let them eat.
You're a good man.
There's love in giving, Sha, and there's when you are giving, you get much blessing. Yeah?
That's why I asked you that. You see, my people will say, I'll say it in my language, then I'll say it in English. You understand?
Heavy.
Whatever you bring is a gift, no matter how small it is.
Yeah.
So you say if you would have carried one bottle of something and gone to say,
I've not learned now.
Land,
so when
please.
They say me like that, and I'll go and buy a bottle of hot drink,
Then
I started drinking it in my presence. I tell them that those who are in Lagos, they are no better than us who is in the village here.
Mm.
So we are all equal.
Okay.
So then when they now want to look me too much, and I say, let them share one bottle of 33 for every one of them, because they are 33 in number.
What?
So all of them get one bottle of beer.
Yeah,
33.
I
even tried,
But don't advertise any alcohol on our show. Thank you, God bless. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? We lost that call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning.
What's your passcode?
Oh, that's a connection problem. Sorry about that. Do call us back. 0700-993-993-993. We're talking about the Salah holidays and the requirements. It's a long list. Won't I Kuku just go and collect visa?
It's blurry.
For those who are just joining us, the requirements to get Salah meet, I'm going to read it out. First, you need to get your NIN.
Okay.
Yeah, PVC.
You need to get your PVC.
Perfect.
Thirdly, we need to be sure that you were born here in this Nigeria. Your birth certificate. Because you cannot come from Niger, from Chad, from Benin Republic and tell us that you are a Nigerian.
But they didn't even ask for passports. They missed that.
But what about me that are mixed race? What happens to us?
It's okay,
please. I know.
She's half British, half Nigerian.
but she has Nigerian blood and she has her birth certificate. Didn't you have it?
I've not really seen it with my Coco eyes.
But her birth certificate reads British.
It reads British.
British. But we know that we know
United
who your parents
Kingdom.
Are.
Let's hope you know.
Because
we said
it's okay. It's okay. We're going to.
It's okay. Your dad.
We're repatriating
right?
you back to Britain.
Back to Britain?
Yes.
I want to go back to Britain. Take me back to Britain.
Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Brother, you need to be more active. I know that
Uncle
you are
still war up.
He's inside his duvet.
I'm feeling better too.
We know, we could tell.
Is your duvet on?
Mm.
Do you have your duvet with you?
Go ahead.
Of
yes, of course.
All right, so how you spend the holiday?
I do. Man, I've been in the house since this Friday or so.
Huh?
Just going out to get food and come back in and then...
Yeah, I'm
not enjoying you.
Yeah, cruise, man.
We were working out every day.
I actually want to be like you, sir.
Yeah.
Please.
Well,
I'm supposed to be at work. I'm supposed to be at work today, but my road here is crazy.
Nice.
So you just took a picture of the road and sent it to your boss, like,
can't come.
Holla.
Can't come.
Holla.
Marianne, this is Emenike.
Hey, Emenike.
Marianne,
say Emenike. Hey.
Sorry, I thought you went towards that
Emenike,
direction.
Thank you and God bless. you are trying to pin Emenike on me. We don't know the Emenike.
I thought you were passing that.
But why can't he be your Emenike?
No, I don't have an Emenike.
You don't want an Emenike?
Exactly.
But, you know, if you have Emenike, it's not a bad thing.
You're going to be an Ike.
Ike, baby.
Ike.
Hey. Ike. Yes,
okay.
What does that mean?
Okay. What's up, Lagos?
All right. Somebody's on the phone. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Give us the passcode.
What's up, Lagos?
Such a sexy what's up, Lagos.
Good morning.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Uche from Satellite.
Oh, welcome. Ah, your voice is so good.
I like
it. It's the bedroom voice. She's probably in her duvet as well.
Yeah, this duvet.
All right, tell us, what's your day looking like?
And my day is okay. I'm inside room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We could tell.
Mm-hmm. No work. I'm relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Please, you have the requirements that we need for the meet.
Marianne is envying you. Don't worry.
I can feel the breeze.
I can feel it.
And she's batting her eyelash. I feel the breeze.
Do you have the requirements, please?
because she's missing her debit.
She says she's enjoying us.
You say you're enjoying us. Where is the requirements, auntie? Well, I'm not going to give you meat.
Which requirement again?
For the salami.
Okay, let me tell you.
She has everything. She has salami. Increase your beef. Increase your beef. She has salami in her fridge.
You know what?
Excuse me. Where do you live? Where do you live?
I live in Satellite.
Which side? Don't tell me the junction.
May I want to come to your house?
All the way to Satellite for the meat.
I will send Gokada.
To Satellite for the meat.
She wants a dispatch rider.
I don't have everything.
You don't have, okay. I beg. We have disqualified you. You are not qualified for the meat. See, the meat, this is to hereby inform you that the meat sharing authority has disqualified you.
You have been disqualified. From the meat. You have been asked to leave the meat house. This is Marianne. You have been asked to leave the meat house.
Thank you for calling. We love you. Enjoy your day.
Oh, thank you.
All right. All right, we're taking your thoughts and your comments this morning. It's Salah. It's the holiday. A lot of people are chilling. A lot of people are still out at work. Mm-hmm. And once again, I want to say shout out to all the essential services.
Thank you for your service.
Because without you, the town will be in chaos. Proper chaos.
Without you, there'll be no one to call.
Imagine if on a holiday, you turn on your television. Mm. Blank, because we're all on holiday.
What?
Or you turn on the radio. No WhatsApp Lagos. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you have a little emergency and you go to the hospital and there are no doctors because it's a holiday.
It's an a bomb.
It's sad.
Oh, a small fire they catch inside your ass.
Mm. No fire guys
because we're on holiday. But no, that doesn't happen because we are essential
here for you
every time to serve you. While you are chilling, we make your day fun. Wow. All right, we have a message here on WhatsApp. This one says, false scarcity has taken another dimension. Oh, okay. This message obviously not for me. No. Okay. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Finally.
Turn off your radio, please.
Okay. I'm going away.
You're going away?
He's going away from the radio.
Okay. Give us the passcode, sir.
You don't know the passcode, sir. Sorry, sir. It's like you're
He's going away.
It's very, very. That line is getting.
And
very
he's gone away.
So we actually have someone on WhatsApp who said the salad was good, though. I'm still eating my meat. My girlfriend brought some for me.
What a girlfriend! That's a wife material
something
girlfriend.
For his girlfriend, please.
What about our own girlfriend boyfriend?
It's okay. I don't know about you. I'm single Pringle.
Oh, no.
I am my own girlfriend and my own boyfriend. That's why I am the head of the meat sharing authority.
So you have something to tell us?
Do we have like sugar daddy or meat daddy, meat mommy? No, we don't have.
Marianne. It's okay. You have been banned from the meat authority.
Marianne has declared her status. It's okay. Do you have something you want to say to us?
No, it's okay. It's fine. It's okay. It's taken in a secrecy something.
Okay.
Yes. See, it's meat daddy that I want now. That is what I... If you are not giving me meat daddy...
It's okay. Yes. We'll soon ban you from this place. All right, we want to take a few more calls before we wrap things up on this side. On the other side of the clock, we're going to be talking about the flooding. I like how Wemimo started it off. I mean, when she was talking about it this morning, I said, girl, you read my mind.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of videos, pictures, and Wemimo has talked about it with an expert and, you know, the fact that we have global, climate change and the global warming. Well, I want to talk about the role that we play in these floodings.
Absolutely.
And that's why we gotta go. We'll be back on the other side to talk on What's Up Lagos. Stay with us. You know, I like how these songs really sound. We forget about them because new ones come and then we keep dancing to those new ones and we forget about the old ones. I remember in 2019 when the song was The Bop. It was like The Bop that year. And I was dancing all through the year to this song. I love Niniola, by the way. She's an amazing person. I know her in person because she's like...
Oh, nice.
Sweet. Cool. Sweet girl. But then we're talking about the rain. Rain. Because the rainy season is here. It's here more than ever. You know, when it was really hot, we were complaining, when is the rain going to come? It has come.
It has.
It announced its arrival very well. Now we see we're swimming. I'll tell you what. What really scarred me the most over the weekend was the video of those cars being submerged.
Oh my God.
Those cars being submerged. It was like... Every single time the rainy season comes in Lagos, we get to go through this cycle year in, year out. Do we not prepare for this? Do we not? These are questions that we ask. Are we not prepared? I mean, Wemimo asked most of those questions this morning. I was really excited that she, you know, laid the foundation for this conversation. And she had an expert talking about, you know, all of the interesting facts about, you know, what could happen. Many people expressed those fears that could we be submerged in no time because of, you know, the way this water thing is going. It just needs to rain for an hour and you cannot pass certain areas.
Yeah.
And I wondered to myself, because guys, I said it at the other side of the clock, on the other side of the clock, we are going to be looking at why these things continue to happen. What role are we playing in the flooding of our areas? Yes, we can blame the government for bad roads. Yes, we can blame the government for approving buildings that do not allow for drainages, because I see it. I'll give an example. The House on the Rock stretch, that Salem Avenue, it has only one side of it that has a drainage.
Yeah.
The other side of it is totally blocked. And then the drainage area of the road, we have grasses and trees growing in the gutter.
Oh, out of it.
So nobody's trimming those trees. Nobody's cutting the grass. Nobody's digging up all the, you know, out of the gutter. And even if they did, they leave it there. So the rains come, washes it back in.
I don't understand.
So I'm asking, why do we have these exercises in futility? It's the same thing for every other place. Let's go again to some place in Victoria Island. Coyote Abraham by Zenny Bank on that's Oniru. You see, they come all the time. They dig up the place and leave it there.
Just in front of it.
A week later, rain washes it back into the gutter.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it rains, it floods. It floods this high all the way to your waistline. I can go on and on and on to different places and we talk about it. You know, it's funny. It's all fun and games when people say, oh, you want to live in Lekki? Oh, your water will carry you. But then there was some sort of flooding on the mainland too. And I mean, we saw a lot of them. You have pictures. You have...
Yeah. In
let's Agige, talk about it.
Like residents that are in that axis, our hearts go out to you. So we had a lot of people losing their cars and some people were missing as well.
Wow.
Around Agric Isowa Road in Ikorodu. And also we had a car, well, they rescued the car and the occupant of the car. It was around Okwaba in Agege. And we also have Amor Dauphin, like it was above waistline.
No.
Wow. It was really bad then. I think the Agege area was really hit by this flood because people had their cars flowing away and...
Can you imagine that?
It's really sad. I think, Marianne, that Nigerians or some Nigerians tend to forget when... There's an issue. It happens and we are talking about it now. In another 2 months, we've moved on. We move on very fast from tragic incidents. And I think it's...
Maybe because it doesn't happen to us and it's very difficult for us to connect. Yeah. You know, I said this on Friday that when it floods, we're not thinking about how to make sure it doesn't happen again. We're quick to say, government should come and help us.
Exactly.
And on the other hand, government has kept foams or mattresses and some money and they give out. And then the next year it happens again. And so I'm thinking to myself, somebody help me. Whether you work with the National Emergency Management or the State Emergency Management, what is the long-term plan in dealing with the flooding, the aftermath of every rainy season in Lagos? We're talking about Lagos here because it's What's Up Lagos. We can get to talk about Nigeria maybe on the morning crossfire, but this is What's Up Lagos. How do we deal with the aftermath of the rainy season? Once it starts raining, all hell breaks loose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before the experts even begin to come on to talk to us about that, I have seen situations in Lagos where when it begins to rain, people go into their houses, bring trash out and pour into the drainage.
I can never, for the life of me, I can never understand what is behind that.
You're blocking the drainage. It's not,
I don't get it.
If you think it's going to flow away,
where's it flowing to?
It's going to flow and block another part of the drainage.
No, but where is it flowing
to? I don't understand why they do that. Like, it's raining. Then you next thing you see,
I'm going to call out a lot of people
with trash.
The guys who sell food, whether you're selling noodles on the road, you're selling mama puds, you're selling all those people. You throw the nylon, the plates, all of those rubber plastic
cocks.
You throw them into the drainage.
It's messy.
You're part of the problem.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're part of the problem. I was going somewhere, I think 2 years ago or last year, to Chevron, at the junction of Chevron. I saw this cock plates. They were so massive. It was a heap of it at the junction of Chevron. And I'm thinking to myself, this is where people are paying millions to live.
Yeah.
And just what welcomes you at the junction of Chevron is cock plates. The ones that they use to serve food, the you know, the takeaways. It was a heap, a massive heap of it. And I'm thinking to myself, Chevron is just right across the road. What are they doing about this? The estates that occupy that whole stretch, why should this be the first thing that somebody who's coming into your area gets to see? Now, that's the one we're seeing up there. What's in the gutter? What's in the drainage? We can't even see.
Yeah.
And don't forget, these things cannot melt. They cannot just evaporate. That's why we need to send them to the places where they can be recycled. Maybe we have to do more educating about how much garbage can destroy us.
Especially the estates. Like, you find yourself living with neighbors that don't even know how to properly dispose of their trash. You just leave it there.
It's crazy, but let's talk about it. We're talking about the aftermath of the rain over the weekend. Lagos State Government, I heard, apologized to residents, but I'm wondering, is that it?
No.
Is that it? Apologize?
Apology is not going to stop the fire.
What about reprimanding people? What about making this a serious issue?
Exactly.
We say we have sanitations, but what's the effect of this environmental sanitations? If you just dig out the gutter, put them by the road, the rain washes it back in. Is government the one to be blamed in this situation?
And developers too. The developers should be held accountable, because when you're putting that massive structure up, also make provisions for a proper drainage system. Because you just build the house and just leave it. Like, what happens?
Exactly.
So I think it should be included too.
But who gave the approval to those houses, those massive structures, those estates that don't have proper drainage? So who takes responsibility for the drainage system or the situation that we're facing in Lagos? Join the conversation. I want to hear whether it's government, whether it's the estates developers, whether it's the landlord, whether it's the tenants, whether it's you, me, all of us. Do we play a role, and how do we get ourselves out of this mess? 0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993 993. Or you could join the conversation on 01465 7190. Send us a message on WhatsApp, or you can tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter, and we'd like to hear from you. Send us a message also on WhatsApp. Join the conversation. What do we do about this situation? Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hey, good morning. What's up,
Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, dear. We lost you. Do call us back if you can. Sorry about that. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh,
what is
goodness.
Happening?
What is it? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Must be the rain.
Is it still raining? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Nice.
Lagos.
Hi, my name is Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Yeah, I'm somewhere on the island.
Okay.
I think the first blame should go to government.
Mm.
You know, like when you make a layout, knowing the terrain of where you are, there should be proper water channels.
Okay.
And then again, I will also blame developers. That means government is not doing their oversight function. Mm-hmm. Because when developers are, you know, developing an area, there should have been a government official overseeing if they are abiding by the rules and regulations and all whatnot that has to do with, you know, the proper drainage channel and every other thing that should be in place. The last blame should go to the people, but the first two, the first one is the government, the second one is the developers, and then maybe people should also have a small blame, not disposing properly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. So the people bear a small responsibility? I'm wondering, because the government does not occupy those buildings, do they? The developers themselves do not occupy those places. So when water they carry you? Is it the government, the water they carry?
Or the water they carry you?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Oh dear, oh dear. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yay. What's up?
Chess Live.
What's your name? Where are you calling from, sir?
Yeah, my name is Amechi. I'm calling you from Ireland.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Talking about, you know, we can't stop talking about.
We can't.
And it's heating up. Okay, but what I want to say is that, you know, you guys made mention of people, you know, forgotten so easily after this.
Yeah.
You know, we forgot the effect and all.
Yeah.
But I think, in my own opinion, you know, the media that is representing us, the masses, should try and be, you know, they're supposed to do a follow up of the events, you know, after this. You know, the government will come with a lot of promises and they have apologized. You know, probably they will send their relief materials to the affected victims and houses and all that. You know, but there should be a media, you know, how do I put it now, checkmating the activities, all these promises that comes from the government.
So I totally agree with you, but the media again does not live with you. So you have to tell us what's going on. We can cover a handful of people. We can say, oh, well, we went to this community and the government has not done this, that.
Yes.
But it is also your duty. It's your responsibility because you know where the shoe pinches you the most. Push for it. I'm sorry. I'm sure you're listening. Push for it and let the media support you. The media can do your job for you. That's why I said, who bears the responsibility for the mess and the chaos that we've found ourselves in? Should we continuously say government? Government does have a responsibility. Can we also say it's the estate developers themselves? Or should we say the authorities who approve these buildings to go forth? That's also government. Again, you, when you live there, what happens in your drainage? Mm-hmm. What happens in your street? Because if I notice a person keeps throwing their trash into the gutters when it rains, I'm going to report you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will do it because when it floods, it's me.
It will affect me too.
That it will affect.
Yeah.
So we can't keep pushing our responsibility to the media. I'm not in any way absolving the media of its responsibility, but you're the one who needs this.
But they give the media that information. We investigate.
Exactly.
Before we report. You just don't give us an information and we just report it. We have to investigate it before we report it.
Absolutely.
And we continue to sensitize the audience.
Mm-hmm. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Yeah, what's the passcode?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah. My name is Babaji. I'm calling from Badagry-Azi.
Go ahead.
Yeah, quickly, you said something very vital. The people, you know, discipline is key.
Mm-hmm.
Your environment, if you ask me. But there's another angle. You know, human race is not perfect all over the world. There must be laws.
Yeah.
For example, if you travel out of this country, you sitting down there, journalist, the environment there are things you are doing here you cannot do there because of laws. And I remember vividly, we have a governor in Lagos State, I don't want to mention his name.
Okay.
If rainy season, if we are expecting rains, you know what he will do? He will carry earth-moving machine to go and clear all the canals. You will see them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And at the end of the day, it will now send people notices that look, where you are building your house, is sitting on swamp. Remove it so that we can be able to clear it up.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you will understand that the, how are they calling it now? Those people that is collecting the waste. You know, very effective. Where I was living there, you will see the vehicle entering your street every twice a week.
Yeah.
And you have to pay. You pay. You go to the bank, you pay.
Yeah.
You know, there's effectiveness. You have that thing in your heart.
Yeah.
That look, if I misbehave, the government will come to me.
Absolutely.
And if you're talking about the people, we are human beings. That is why there's laws all over the world.
Super.
I'm telling you the truth.
But
if you refuse to enforce the law, people will misbehave.
Of course, and they'll take advantage of your weakness.
But that means the people will take a drastic measure. The environment we are living in, you have to do something. If you don't do something, at the end of the day, the water will come and look at what happened in Agege, Ikorodu you are talking about. It's not the government, but the government.
Well, your line is becoming a bit problematic, but thank you very much. Interesting thoughts that you put out there. And just as I said, we cannot keep calling on government.
Mm-hmm.
Note, I'm not in any way saying that the government does not have a role to play.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that I cannot mess up my drainage and call government to come and deal with it. What have I done first? Let me do my part. And then if government doesn't do its part, that's where we drag ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, what are you doing in your little way to stop the situation from going from bad to worse?
Mm-hmm. I kind of, the last gentleman that just called, I like his line of thoughts. His submission was actually the same as mine. What he said and what I had said earlier on kind of coincides, because we tend to forget. It's happened now, right? When it rains, stop. We forget and
we
just go back to like just everything is all dandy. But what he was saying is, it's happened. We've seen it happen. By the time it gets to the next raining season, what do we do to prepare ourselves? Because we know it always floods.
Yes.
Before, like he said, get earth moving machines. I don't know what they look like, but he said earth moving machines. Clear the drainages, all those, the places you know that will flood, make sure it is properly
especially
cleared.
Those places that have slabs, take out the slabs and dig up all the debris.
For the raining season, he said we're all humans, we make mistakes, right? And like you're saying, what are we doing?
Is it a mistake when you keep doing it over
we're not
and
perfect.
Over and over and over again? It's just, it's become a habit.
If you know that you'll be held accountable if you mess up, you wouldn't do it. Like,
so Marianne, I think the other question is, do our laws work? Do we enforce them enough?
It's now for the government to enforce those laws. Marianne, you've been abroad. You would not just throw stuff anywhere because you know that you shouldn't.
Littering
is not allowed.
One of the cleanest cities I've ever visited in my life, aside from Rwanda, Kigali, is Washington, Seattle. It's the cleanest city. There are no nylon bags.
You know what Washington is, right?
Not DC. Not DC. Washington, Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
It's the cleanest. There are no nylon bags. You don't carry.
Because they know littering is not
they
allowed.
You carry your own shopping bag to the shop to buy your stuff. The air is. You know how Calabar smells. Those used to smell those days when
before,
you land.
Before now.
Not now. Not when Ben 10 came. Yes.
My but, state couple.
But you know what I mean. When you come out from that plane, the air is totally different from when you fly from Lagos or wherever else.
The first time
that's
I went
how
to
Washington,
Calabar,
Seattle
I was
is.
Wild,
it's
honestly.
Clean air. Even fear will not allow you to want to drop anything. You pick it back. That's how Calabar used to be. You pick it back and put it in your bag. Because you know that
there are laws,
and those laws worked. But Lagos is like New York; it's the land of the free.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does whatever they like, but the consequences also come. How do we deal with this? When the rainy season goes and the dry season comes, what are you doing to make sure that when the rain now comes back, you'd be better for it?
You will not see people's veins are, you know, just floating.
Somebody's saying here. To be honest, if I had my way, I'd ban synthetic takeaway packs. I even prefer cans to plastic bottles.
Those things are
for
horrible.
Beverages. At least meals rust and plastic, any nylons. I see people take drinks from PET bottles and throw the bottles on the road and see a car drive over it just for fun. Lagos ought to ensure each Aja and landlords to enlighten and educate people on waste disposal. I don't think this is news, but how many of us take it seriously? That's the issue. I think we'll take one more call before we go for a quick break. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Anybody home?
Lost ya.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Joy calling.
Hi, Joy.
How to solve the problem. The government will locate all those places they build house. You know, many people will share tears. So if they do those, they remove those house and begin to put drainage, everything will be okay. Thank you.
All right. So remove the houses and put the drainage.
And people will share tears.
And people will drag you. Hello. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah,
what's up, Lagos?
What's your name? Where are you calling from? Yeah, you got 60 seconds.
My name, is Joe.
All right, Joe.
I'm calling from Ologolo. It's after Jakonde.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so something happened last week. So where we actually stay, there's a swamp opposite us, actually. So earlier this year, someone tried to develop the land and sand field it and all stuff like that. So at February, March, our neighbor started sand filling his place. We didn't get the scope. We didn't know something was about to happen. So we're just like, he pulled out all his tires and added more sand to it. We didn't know he was preparing for the rains. So the heavy rain that fell last week, and lo and behold, like all the water that was in that swamp that has been sand filled now came to our own compound, and that has never happened before.
Okay.
So we are basically like just, I'm seeing water. Luckily, we are not like, it's not entering our house.
Okay.
So, but we are just seeing the water. So the truth is, the government, even we, the people,
you have a role
the
to
business
play.
People, we all have a part to play.
All right, we have to let you go because of time, but thank you very much for your thoughts. So what are your preparations? And don't let your preparations hurt another person. We have to go for this break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back and we are still talking about the aftermath of the rains in Lagos. Don't forget, it's What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anna Cohn, Isoken and Fancy Nancy. In the studio with me is an all-girl star cast. Yes.
That's right.
Destiny
That's
Girl.
That's right. Destiny Girl.
Okay, well, so we're going to continue the conversation this morning and we're asking, who should take responsibility for the mess that happens after every rainfall in Lagos?
I got some.
The government, we the people, the land developers, the guys who give the pass for those buildings to be erected in the first instance. And of course, those of us who live in those apartments that eventually get flooded or live around the places that get flooded that we can't get access in and out of where we live. What do we need to do to put an end to this? We saw those damning videos. We saw pictures. People even made fun of those who live in the areas where, you know, I saw a picture, the one that hit me the most. I felt like they were talking to me. Short people in Lagos. When it rained, the water was here.
It's oh my God, I feel
it's
that
okay,
time.
And Marianne.
Wait, Marianne, are you sure?
Are you guys doing okay?
Are you short, Marianne?
What do you mean?
I'm short in nice way. I'm not very short.
She's brief.
No, I'm not brief.
Oh, there's a difference.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Honestly, I'm not that short. I'm not that short.
You're not that short.
I don't see you and think short.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you don't think I'm short until maybe you put me next to a person who's really tall.
Oh, I see.
Like me.
Do you know what I used to do? I used to like come to work every day in heels because I didn't want anybody to know my secret. Well, like my secret
it's
is
okay.
out.
It gets with heels.
Do you remember what that?
I knew your secret.
Oh, do you remember, Nancy? Do you remember what the guy, the coach, said? If you're too short, you're shorter than. If you're short, you're shorter than me. If you're tall, you're too tall.
Yeah. I remember that.
Exactly. If you're taller than me, you're too tall.
You're too tall.
You're too tall.
So Nancy,
so what are you guys saying? What are you guys?
How's
what
the
are
weather
you
up
saying?
There?
We are the perfect.
The weather is fine. The weather is fine.
By the way, I have something to say.
Go ahead.
So I just want to say that, like, if a guy throws like litter and I see it,
oh my God,
I'm turned off. I don't want any of that.
And she takes it to the relationship route.
I think that on a serious note,
yeah,
I think that,
it's not classy.
No. I think that generally
it is utterly disgusting.
If you see a person littering, I know it's not a thing for us in Lagos.
You can give them.
It's in Lagos
look.
That I see people throw out things, throw things out from the bus, a moving vehicle. They
yes,
just toss
they
it.
Do.
Where do you think it's going? Do you think a whirlwind takes it to where it's supposed to be?
I think it's
spiritual. This is what I'm saying. Are we thinking about the things that we're doing? Anyway. Somebody put out something, a tweet, and I want to read it out before we go back to the phone lines because we're talking here on a serious note about what we need to do to solve the aftermath of the rains. While we're enjoying the dry season, what do we need to do to make hay while the sun shines?
Mm-hmm.
Danny here on a funny note says, things to know before moving to Lekki. E-trees are ridiculously expensive.
True.
The water is bad.
True.
When it rains, it floods.
True.
There is no agege bread.
True.
Life is 90%.
Not 100%.
It's all packaging.
Very true. Very true.
There's nothing free about Freedom Way.
Very
true. Oh my goodness, yes.
Very Admiralty true. Road has the most police checkpoint.
Very true. What are they doing? Well,
churches are for fashionistas.
True.
Very true.
Service charge can pay your full rent.
Absolutely.
School fees can buy land in Nibeju.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The clubs are overrated.
Very true.
Supermarkets double their prices.
Very true.
Mama put is scarce.
I know.
Then, number 14, the police are more friendly when you drive your own car. 15, Aja is not Lekki, it's mainland extension.
Exactly. People say they live in Lekki. I live in Lekki. Where in Lekki, Aja? That's not Lekki. That's great.
And then finally,
he's got Lekki.
Here's a bonus. Everybody is humble at the gym. It is one of the easiest ways you can build good connections. Join a gym if you haven't.
I need to join a gym.
You should. Great connections.
Great connections.
Even though people go there with ulterior motives, but come on.
Gino.
I'll be in my weightlifting so bad that I'm not even smiling.
Marianne, you don't need to smile. Oh, I will walk up to you.
I will walk up to you too, girl. You're so cute.
Yeah. There's the cute girl. Anyway, back to the conversation. What do we do about the flooding? And after the rains, why do we still have in 2022 people offloading their trash cans into the gutter when it rains? Whoever wrote that rule? Who gave you that idea, that notion? Who put it in our heads that you can, or that it is allowed, or that it's okay for you to throw your trash into the gutter because it's raining? Where do you think it's going to go? What do you think happens when that water is unable to pass? He comes back into your house and then you say, "Go, man, you come and help us."
When
have you been helping yourself?
Be the change you want to see.
Exactly. So what or who should bear the responsibility of the mess that is made after it rains? Join the conversation 0700-993-993-993, or you can join the conversation on our WhatsApp, or you can tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter and be part of what we're talking about. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Can you turn off your radio, please? All right, do that and call us back. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up to Lagos?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Chris.
Hi,
go
Chris.
Ahead.
You know those of us who are close to the ground? Because I hear making fun of short people, right?
No, I am with you always.
In our system that we make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm.
Check every other person who is close to the ground, who are in government. Go and check their performance.
Wow.
When you say close.
Then for the drainage of the flood of 18.
Yeah.
I think the governor, when the guy come in newly, he created this department. They say the flooding had been Ministry of Drainage and Drainage. I don't know the grammar they use, Sha. They create that department that will be clearing the drainage, right?
Mm.
You see them all over via going with even pen loader, this portable pen loader, all of them with overall boots. I was happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank God, these guys mean business.
Mm-hmm.
But you know one thing? We lack this continuity in this part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That guy did not continue with that project. And nobody to supervise them. That is where we find ourselves today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
That's supposed to be an employment opportunity for a lot of Nigerians.
Hello.
Lagosians.
Hello, what's up, Lagos? We lost that call.
These rain.
Sorry.
Lines.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
To life. Gege.
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Michael. I'm calling from Boston.
All right, go ahead, Michael.
Michael is a bit of an age man.
Sorry?
You see, the radio today reminds me of the early 60s, where you call Sandgrass now. Before the drain, I went to a primary school in Ebute there. When we are coming, a lot of school children just get washed away.
Oh my God.
By the drain. By that Sandgrass Junction, by Simpson.
Wow.
Now, as we grow and a lot of things is happening, we start getting used. We see people who are old managing the situation. The personal environment situation they talk about, bringing ahead movers on channels. It was very, very good thing to see. Mm. But now, you see what the people are talking about, that some people have been employed, drain cleaners and all those things. What you should know is that these are now political allottees.
Okay.
They are given this contract. Now, they show off themselves. They do the work for a while. Like you said, they bring out the dirt from the drain, put it on the main road. They do not give it, take the work to the end.
Exactly. And that makes us wonder why we have a government. Because if government is doing its job, there will be a follow-up.
Yeah, absolutely.
To make sure that these people follow through. So I always ask myself, these are conversations I have with myself, like, so when they bring out this debris and leave it on the road, what are they expecting?
Who's supposed to come out?
Yes, who's to pick it? Is it me? Is it
when I see people do that, you dig it up from the
because growing up, the when you take system, it out right? of the gutter, they scoop it right into a truck.
Yes,
and take it away.
You leave it there. If it rains, it will just wash back in.
What was the essence?
And you go back again and you do it.
But what was the essence?
Well, I remember growing up in Port Harcourt those days. There are some Saturdays that there'll be no movement. Everybody, you come out, your neighborhood, you come out, you clean the gutters, you just make sure everywhere.
It's environmental now.
Yeah. They used to do that a lot. Like, but if they catch you, like, going anywhere else apart from cleaning, your neighborhood, you probably, they'll lock you up. I know they used to do that back in the days. Like, yeah, this, like, back then, Pataco used to be very serious. Like, growing up then, it used to be very good. Saturdays, you must clean. You clean the gutters, you clean your compound, you just clean your surroundings. Like, maybe we should go back to doing that. It probably help.
A lot of people started playing football instead of doing the cleaning. So that's another issue.
Football on
entirely,
street.
Yes. This one says, Nigerians are bad citizens. Each time I say people attack me, we're just as bad as our leaders. The road to my house was constructed not quite too long with drainage on both sides. The drainage is now a waste bin to the community. Someone would carry a basket load of cassava peels and empty it into the gutter.
Can you imagine?
The traders at the roadside would abandon their unsold and rotten food items on the roadside or in the gutter. Now, when it rains, the road is flooded because the drainage is clogged. Should we blame government now? I repeat, Nigerians are as bad as their leaders. There is need for massive reorientation. Our religious bodies, whom Nigerians seem to honor, need to begin to teach their flock how to be good citizens. Lai Mohammed should focus on orientation messages.
Oh my goodness.
Aimed at, this is a very long message, aimed at changing our mentality. If not, no matter the infrastructure you give us, we will damage it over time and blame the government.
I get it now. No, see, this is the problem.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Nigerians take gutters as a second dustbin.
When she said I get it now, I was waiting.
I was waiting for something. I'm so sorry. Wait. No, like, it didn't click.
It's okay.
Know? No, because maybe I've been doing production stuff right now, so I've not really. But now I'm like, wait, so yeah. Like, you know, you toss it in the gutter, you know.
But where do you expect it to go?
So I think people actually don't know.
That's it.
Are you kidding me right
now? I'm so sorry.
Are you kidding
but like
me?
It's just like a spark has lit up in my brain.
Revelation. Rema.
Rema. So it's like, okay. Yeah, maybe we just need to go to people and be like,
you see, this,
you're not
this,
the thing that you have thrown in the gutter.
The person that sent this WhatsApp message.
Yeah.
One cold malt
a
for
cold
you.
Malt for you, yeah.
He put it.
The religious
very
bodies
succinctly.
That we carry on our chest, on our head, and everything, instead of bashing other religious bodies, and you know, I don't like. I'm very sorry. I'm a religious person. I'm a good Christian. When you go to church, you hear the pastor bashing another denomination,
they
or you
do.
Hear them bashing. Those things are not necessary.
There's denomination discrimination.
It's not necessary. Instead of you to be bashing another denomination. Sensitize, educate your flock.
Very important. We need to have these conversations, not just in our churches. Catch them young in schools. Teach children the importance of bagging their trash.
Yes, do not litter.
Do not litter. We also need to have these conversations in our workplaces because it doesn't just stop at throwing litter into the gutter.
Yeah.
People are openly defecating in these gutters
openly.
You know that marina? Oh. I don't know what they call that area. That marina, right? If you take the bridge all the way up, it will take you to Costain. But in transit, as you're going, you just see people
very comfortably
opening their behinds.
Yes, comfortably in broad daylight
without shame.
It's unfortunate, but this is what we have to deal with. We'll take a few more calls. 0700-993-993-993. Join the conversation. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey! What's up, Lagos? Hey! Two lives. Hey! Okay. Hey! 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 Hey!
These voices are fresh. They are fresh like fresh fish.
Fresh like fish. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jonathan is my name. How are you guys doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Mostly.
Well, I think it's a combination of so many factors that is facing us as a people and as a nation. Now, we have also, as a people, we have wired ourselves to be forced to do things that are basic. That's why you see this force, that force, tax force, that force, everywhere. If you go to same environment, you will see that it's basic that even though if I take a bottle of Coke, a bottle of a soft drink, that even though I want to throw it on the gutter in the floor, there is a dustbin placed somewhere that I can walk to and drop it. But in our system, do we have something like that, please?
We don't have enough trash.
We don't have. So it's both ways. It's both followership and leadership. For me, I don't have a problem with followership. Leadership points the way forward on everything in life. Even though if followership decides to be throwing things on the floor, that is the reason why there is a situation called leadership.
Yeah.
When you get to that position, you have to direct people to do the right thing.
All right.
Is that how you educate them, which is part of it? Education is part of it. Now, after you have educated, they are not thinking. You have to prove to them you are the leader.
Yes.
You have to make them do it.
I totally agree with you. He's made a point.
You see this thing he said about putting trash cans, bins around?
Yeah.
There was a time, I remember, I think it was it 2 years ago now, that I think it was Lagos State Government put some trash bins, some new ones around. People actually carried those bins to their houses.
Come on.
No way.
Honestly, with my two koro naked.
Lagos.
They carried those and they were actually very fancy, like fancy nice bins.
Really.
Some people took them home.
You guys.
Like those things were supposed to be on the road.
I'll tell you what, when Donald Duke was governor, they never born you well. Make you throw dirty for ground. I'm not kidding.
I saw Calabar that time and I was wow.
We all had big trash cans at the end of every street. So
I was wow.
Your household would have a big bin bag. You put your trash in that bin
nicely.
Bag.
Nicely.
Tie it very well. So you don't even also come there to mess it up.
Nicely. Yeah.
Throw it in because there's a man there at the bin place. So if you mistakenly pour trash on the floor, they will give you a broom
you
and a packer.
You will pack it.
I'll tell you the funniest one I've experienced years and years ago. So right in front of my house, we lived on a small street, and the guys came just opposite my house. Was a nice Montessori, and you know, the guys came, they were cutting the grass by the road, which was by the fence of the Montessori. And this guy out of nowhere just walks up to where the, in between the two guys that were cutting the grass, stood there and peed. Nicely peed and was about to walk away. Then they waited for him. They stopped cutting and waited for him. When he finished, they said, "Hey, Oga, take machete.
Could you continue?"
Yeah. He was looking at them. He said, "Oga, Oga, Oga, you see us? Really cut this grass. You come take." They made sure he continued to cut that grass. And when he was done, they took him to their office. You pay a fine. You're not supposed to openly pee in public or defecate, because Calabar was clean, very clean.
Yeah, I saw it that time.
If a bus is carrying you, the driver tells you early enough, there's a basket, a trash can in the bus. Whatever you eat,
you
throw
it
in the bus.
Yeah.
If you throw it outside, they are following us. So they, I will drop you, they will carry you and you will go with them. So I think that maybe as Nigerians, we like the cane. We like to be
the force mentality.
Yes,
the force mentality.
I think, why do we have to? Why can't we just be reasonable?
See, there's this house, right? And there are these babes. When you see them come out, you call them babes, but you should see the front of this house.
It's deadly.
Oh no,
it's very deadly.
You should see the front of this house.
No, no, no.
And I'm like, how do you people put on makeup and look nice, and you come out and your house looks like We need to be the change we want to see.
I feel like
it begins with us.
I was 2 years old when I just realized, like, consciously, that it's not normal for gutters to be dirty.
It shouldn't be.
They're not supposed to be dirty.
It's a drainage system.
That's where water is supposed to flow, especially because we literally live on top of water.
Come on, guys.
Do we want to be Venice sometime soon?
I live on the island.
Let's take a few calls
quickly. This is the island.
Venice is sinking. Lagos is sinking.
Hello, what's up, Lagos? What's happening? Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello. Are you hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you.
What's the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
Open the door. You can call me.
Only for show. Yeah. You know what? There was a suggestion made by a woman that each store, whether big or small, should have a dustbin in the front of their store.
True.
So that they can empty it, because you cannot expect people to be trekking a long way where they have bought something where they have eaten it, to put it in their handbag. At least that should be the responsibility of those that open shop along even the walkway. So it is the duty of the local government to compare all shops owners to have a particular color of a dustbin in the front of their shop. Mm. And where there is not, they will beat them, because Nigeria is afraid of losing money.
Yes, we are.
Not only that one, even the public one, they should be something bigger that they will not be able to carry. Then the nylon should be transparent, not a dark. They can tie a baby there and throw it there. They can tie a pussy cat there and throw it there. You know, they can put dog inside the dustbin. So it will be scary when it gets rotten, because they might not come that very moment to carry it. At least it's been not a week.
Okay, all right.
Let it be the fault of the shop's owner. All of them should have their own dustbin, not two people having dustbin even though they are close.
Thank you very much. Interesting point.
Yeah, he's laid out some very valid, you know, steps.
But you see, I don't want this conversation to be like, it's just talk that we're talking.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, if you experience what those people experienced over the weekend,
it's very sad.
You'd probably understand the depth of, you know, the seriousness of what we're doing. Even if it's pure water you are drinking, look for where you can trash it
properly.
It has to start from where you live, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Except you want somebody to give you home training in public. Then it's going to happen soon. But Lagos State Government has to take this seriously. I'll just read a couple of messages and then we'll wrap things up, because time is not our friend. Ndu from Ojodu says, let's try to put a law that prosecutes anti-landlord or tenants whose drainage or gutter in front of their house or shop is blocked.
I agree. Ndu. 100%.
Yes, prosecution.
Because maybe that's what we understand.
But Marianne, quickly, I just want to send a huge shout out to people in all the people that have been serving as first responders to people that have lost their cars, people that they're trying to find, like the flood victims, all the neighbors in that axis. A big shout out. You guys are doing a fantastic job and
out,
being there for your neighbors and helping out.
Thank you.
You guys are doing great.
Great job, guys. Somebody says, littering has become a part of most of us. We do it without even thinking. You know, there are times when you gently correct someone who litters and they glare at you just like you insulted them. Someone even ask you what makes it your business. I was vindicated on a certain day while in a public bus. This man beside me was hungrily munching on roasted corn. As soon as he was done, he threw the corn cob along with the paper it was wrapped in and the nylon bag out of the bus window. We were moving and I admonished him that what he just did was wrong.
Yeah.
He vented his rage on me, telling me to mind my business. He queried if the road belonged to me or if I'm the one who pays the road sweepers. I just shook my head and kept quiet. At the next stop, the bus waited to pick up passengers. The next thing that happened was a police van pulled over. I'm sure he means pulled the bus over. The angry cops asked who threw out something from
very
the bus.
Good.
They were spoiling for a showdown. From their very hostile approach, the offender was pointed out and they whisked him away.
Shout out Nigerian police.
Shout out Popo.
He now said, later we got to learn that the corn cob that the man threw on the bus hit the police van
that was coming behind us.
Talk about instant karma.
Instant karma.
Gina, thank you so much for your message.
This message, honestly, because littering has become part of us.
Without caring.
Yes. If you tell someone, look, you shouldn't do that, they will look at you like, what?
That's if they're not even
rude. They'll take offense. Mm. Honestly, they'll be rude to you.
It starts from where you stand. Ma'am,
which
sir,
is why, you know,
teach yourself, teach your kids, do not litter. Don't block the drainage.
Mm.
Because at some point, government will start looking at how your gutter is before they will come to your aid. So you making sure that you keep those gutters free so that water can flow. And on this side of the clock, we want to say thank you, guys, because we have to go.
Aww.
Fancy Nancy.
Hello, Lagos.
And it's okay, reminding you that it's okay.
It's okay.
How you doing?
How you doing? Well, thank you, everybody, for being part of the conversation. I am Mary Anacon. Don't forget, follow on all socials, MIMIEYO on Twitter and Instagram. And on my Facebook, it's Mary Ann Duke-Con. Enjoy your Salah. I'll be back tomorrow. Love you.